I guess you didn't see much of our game then.
I saw enough. Like, they have TVs. They have a couple of TVs set up, so I saw some of it, but I didn't. You know, like, I saw a couple of our touchdowns. I saw a couple of the touchdowns we gave up, like the one where they went up 14-0 when Hurts got into the corner of the end zone. I didn't see the interceptions that we had. Was there a pick six?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Evening, good morning, wherever you listen, whenever you listen to this. Hello, Who Dat Nation. Welcome to the 2-point conversion. And I just noticed this, we gave this name of the show the 2-point conversion. Ever since we've given the name of the show,
there.
we actually haven't.
Oh, for last night.
You got it.
I'm gonna get there.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna spoil that. That was Scott. You can hear from the Tigers' den, a depressed Saints fan.
Oh, I'm Scott. Happy. I'm happy. I'm not depressed. Look at this big smile on my face. I am so happy.
He was depressed last week, not today.
I'm so happy today.
Have you got a number then? Is that why you're happy?
No. I haven't had a drop of alcohol today.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
A drip. Okay, I'll believe that.
A drip, a drop, whatever.
Well, it's been a few drops today. Anyway, we'll get on to that later. And also joining us, Jason, you got a number? You must be.
Well, I definitely have a number. I'll go ahead with a... I'll probably say I'm a 6. I'm at my sports club's tennis championship is today. I had my first match at noon, second match at 1:30, and then my last match is at 5 o'clock. So there's a lot of alcohol here, and I have a giant break. I am 2-0 in my matches.
Nice.
Yep.
No. We every player plays 3 matches for the day.
No, but I'm saying you're that drunk and you're winning tennis matches.
Yeah, he hit the ball in the middle. You see 3 of them, but you hit the one in the middle, and that's the key.
I'm not. Apparently, I'm a tennis expert, man. I'm a fucking regular Donkey Agassi over here.
There you go.
That's what I do. Yeah, I was able to see some of the game, not all of it, but I saw a few of the touchdowns scored. They have the TV set up here, and I watched some. But I'm kind of glad I didn't watch the whole game.
Yeah, so the Saints lose 29-40 in Philadelphia. I think a scoreline that kind of flatters us a little bit, in my opinion. I kind of saw this result sort of happening from when we announced that Armstead and Ramczyk was out, Kamara still out. You kind of saw the way this game was likely to go, considering the last couple of games that we had in Nashville and against the Falcons. And it's kind of the way exactly it went. It was very hard to get things going on offense. We just can't play against Jalen Hurts either. It's the second game we've made him look like an all pro. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But. That was the first home game that the Eagles have won since the last time Jalen Hurts played against the Saints and started.
Well, there you go.
That RPO offense just crushes our defense. Like, we're a good defense. We can't defend the RPO. We just can't. Stuff.
And it's a completely different coaching staff as well this year.
Yeah.
No, I know, like, apparently last year they weren't ready, because I think that was Hurts' first start when they lost to him last year. So they said they weren't ready for it. We were ready for it. It was tough to defend. Mm.
So in watching this game, I jotted down a few things that I know now officially. One, Coach Sean Payton must have invested in a cattle prod this week and shoved it up Troutman's ass, because that's the only way I can explain the game that he had today, because he played phenomenal.
Hey, like, if you want to take positives out of this, this is what we've got to do now to the end of the season. We've got to take the positives with what we can get.
Well, I'm getting to the negatives. That was just where I started.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with the positives. Then we'll go into our match. Yeah. But no, you've got to take the positives where they come with this team at the moment. And Troutman, there's been a lot of crap online about Adam Troutman. I'm not going to lie. These players must see what's being written about them, what's being said about them. Like, they're not stupid. And the way he's come back this week, hats off to him. Fair play. Let's see you build on that. That's a, hopefully it's a confident boost and he's not injured too much. Oh, I think we've got someone else on the show. Wes,
everybody's ready to call him a bust. Everybody wants to call him a bust.
Because that's what you do in the instant reaction of Twitter,
in the instant reaction of everything. Oh, when you suck. Oh yeah, you're a bust. Now Carlos Ruiz might be a bust. We don't know yet. But you're gonna see a lot of talk about Carlos Ruiz being a bust.
And maybe who's Carlos Ruiz?
Oh God, the guy who should have been center, and then he went to guard, and he doesn't really matter.
Cesar Ruiz.
That's Cesar Ruiz.
Oh,
Carlos is Cesar's brother.
We are Cesar.
Carlos has been starting the past few games. That's why he's been bad. We need Cesar back.
This is a Terry Teddy situation again.
Again, I'm a six.
Okay, so, give me that.
I'm a six. I will also say Marcus Williams played his ass off.
Yes.
He had quite a few great pass breakups.
Wes, we're just going through the positives before we go on to the negatives.
We're starting with the positivities first.
Then we'll go into the negatives. Anything you want to chime in with positives, or you just hear?
I got another one. Davenport is worth the two first picks. Officially, he is worth two first picks. Yes,
I think.
He is. He is. When he's playing and he's not hurt, he's worth the two first picks.
I'll say it as close as I can get to a positive is honestly Landon Young for a seventh round rookie who has zero experience in the NFL coming in, and the minimum amount of damage that he allowed is him stepping in for a perennial All-Pro in Teron Armstead and not just looking like a complete turnstile, I think is a big win because it's not like he's been playing all year. But there's not a lot of positives, and I'm not going to try and find them. There's a lot of things to be irritated about this game.
Yeah, the offensive line as a whole just wasn't great. I mean, we just had people down, and they were getting to Simeon pretty easily. They really were.
Yeah. Like I said, we've got a lot of injuries in there as well. And like I said, Young being a seventh-round draft pick and Ruiz being a first-round draft pick, you wouldn't tell much difference between the two.
I mean, Young is much better than old Rick Leonard, fourth-round pick, who got signed by the Falcons this week. Yeah. Shout out to Ash.
So that's all the positives I have. Negatives.
Is everything, but if you have to choose.
Is Scott running the show or is Ben? I've only been on a few minutes.
I'm just kind of going through my thoughts that I wrote down.
You talk about Marcus Williams, didn't you? He had a good game.
We still cannot make a fucking extra point. And apparently we can't make a fucking 2-point conversion either, because we're 0-9 at 2-point conversions. So we just need to score a touchdown and then just go straight and kick off at this point. Because there's no need to even try.
We need to rename the show
because we can't be the 2-point conversion show anymore. We just need to be called the touchdown show or something.
No, we're gonna be called the 2-point unconversion.
Something. Because this show needs to
be
the new
Blake Gilligan appreciation show.
So I didn't see a lot of the game. Was Taysom actually active? Did he play today?
I didn't even see Taysom.
He was active. He was on the sideline. He never put a helmet on. He kept his toboggan on the entire time. He was the emergency quarterback if Simeon was injured. He did not play a snap.
So I know he said he had a knee injury or whatever, but that concussion wrecked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think too, that's kind of the same reason they held out Kamara. You know, we got a short week. We play on Thursday. So I think they were kind of being overly cautious where certain players being in it's a short week. Not that it really matters, because I don't know if we're going to win another game this year.
Oh, come on. That's an overreaction.
We play Buffalo. We play Dallas.
We're going to beat the Jets.
Buffalo got beat 41-7 today.
We can definitely
Buffalo got hammered today.
Yeah, they did. They got killed by the Colts. Jason, in our chat, I believe you're the one that said we have an XFL team out there, right?
On offense, we have an XFL.
So who's coming to save it?
Kamara and Armstead, Ramchek. Kamara and Taysom did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we win one more game against the Jets. So we win one game against the Jets.
Yeah, we'll win one more game.
One game. Okay, it's a big stretch for me to say no games, but one game is okay.
Okay. How about that? We'll beat the Jets, Falcons, and Panthers. We'll have three more wins. We'll finish 8-9.
Okay. So we're gonna lose the Dolphins.
No, fuck it. We'll beat the Dolphins. We'll finish 9-8.
Look, okay. So going through the rest of the schedule, let's just have a quick look at.
Wait. I thought this was interesting.
This is loss. Cowboys loss. Jets. I don't know at this point. It's 50-50.
Jets win.
The Bucks loss. Panthers.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins. I don't know. Panthers. Win. Cam Newton came back and he's playing like it's 19.
Still lost.
Like, you know, 2000.
Hold on.
And then the Falcons.
We will find a way to beat either the Bills or the Cowboys. Probably the Cowboys. We'll beat the Cowboys.
No. We're not winning.
We will win one of those.
Losing streak. We'll win one of those two games.
No. We'll have a five-game losing streak.
No, I don't think so. Against
the Jets. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it. There's no team left on our schedule that I can 100% say we will beat.
The Jets and the Dolphins.
I don't say we're going to 100% beat them.
It's the Jets. We are not going to lose to the Jets.
But did you see the Falcons play the other night? And we lost to that fucking shitty team.
I did. Wow, Scott's yelling.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Okay. There's no game that is guaranteed 100% that we will win left on the schedule.
Can we play UL Monroe? Okay.
Shit, LSU barely beat them.
Barely.
Look, it's I think when we go back and look at the expectations we had for the season, I think everyone was maybe looking a bit high. What were some of our predictions at the start of the season? Like, some of them were stupid. People were saying this would be a 12-win team. Like, it's not a 12-win team.
We'll be lucky to be 500. I think we'll probably finish below 500.
But no, look, at the beginning of the season, it's different because if we were healthy, we would have hit that mark. We're not. We're completely unhealthy.
Right, which is why I don't think we'll win. Like, even if you get – let's say you get Ramczyk back, but you don't get Armstead. And then – or you get Armstead and you don't get Ramczyk. You know, Kamara has a sprained knee. He could still get hurt. I mean, there's a lot of what-ifs. Nobody – we're not healthy.
Why are we talking about Armstead and Ramczyk? Neither one of them's put on IR. Neither one of them's expected to miss like 2 weeks. Like,
Michael Thomas wasn't expected to miss.
Have you seen our doctor?
Are we just going to bring up the most extreme
of every situation? And just
hi, everybody.
I get it that it was a bad loss, but we also don't need to just be retarded here.
Yeah, I agree with Wes here. We need to have a bit of
this is the insurrection show. If I want to be that way, I'll be that way.
Let him be that way. He's had a rough LSU season. It's weighing on him.
It's not been a good year for Louisiana.
He went to Nashville and he lost. It hit him hard.
It hit me hard.
Because we should have won that game too. Yeah. Hit him hard.
Simeon picked a bad game to start throwing picks, right? Like, he had been good. I mean, he looked good,
but he adjusted in the second half.
The pick before a half, the pick six, was a killer. When that happened, I was like, because if we go down and score right there, we're only down by what? Six going into half, I think.
It's a bit more than that. Yeah.
So, We're in the game.
Yeah, but still, it wasn't.
There's so many ifs and buts. Like the neglect. Cool. I say this every week. The neglects in the off season, on the offense is just criminal. And it unfortunately, like I said, there is no accountability there, and it is absolutely criminal. You can't. There's no other word for it. And hopefully, that will be massively addressed in this off season. But there's a lot to do.
I got two more things, real quick.
Go for it.
Can the Saints defense, when they make a play, stop with all the fucking hand jiving shit, the high fives, the different – dude, you're fucking losing by 20 in the fourth quarter. If you're winning, go ahead and do that shit. Otherwise, go to the sideline and just go.
You have to find some reason to get excited.
It's every fucking time. It's ridiculous. You're losing. You're getting your ass handed to you. The fucking they ran for 242 yards on us today. Rushing 242 yards.
Well, but it's not
doing defensive. Fucking hand, you know, all this
bullshit. It's not strictly a Saints thing. Like every NFL defense does that.
And
it's so hard to play defense.
It's
hard to play defense now with all the rules.
I don't care.
When you make a play,
when you lose by 20, don't do it. It's like Aaron Brooks throwing a pick and going to smile on the sideline. That's
well,
what it
no.
Is.
No, no, no.
It's
what
the same you guys...
thing. It's the same thing. Oh, I made a stop for negative 2 yards, but I'm still losing by 20. Let's do a 5-minute high five.
What do you think about the fumble, the second fumble that got called fumble because of the whistle? It already went.
I did not see that play, but
did you see that
play against
Jordan?
Us?
I don't think I saw that one.
I saw it.
Yeah, well, it was Miles Sanders again down by the 7.
And it should have been a fumble, and it wasn't a fumble.
They blew the whistle
early. It's one of those where everybody was stacked up, looked like a rugby play that they typically. I mean, it's.
Yeah, they usually
once they said four progress was stopped. I mean, he was kind of propped up.
The NFL is about safety in that instance, but in a lot of other instances,
a couple drives later, they let one go longer. That it was a third and one that they let him stand up and then fall forwards for the first down. If they would have called it on the same amount of time, he would have been short of the first down.
Yeah,
so it's just one of those
50-50
calls. You just can't.
It's the consistency we're after here, really, aren't we? But it's not just us.
You know you're not going to get that from the NFL.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the movie The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Where like he has that condition where he just laughs at things like for no reason. And then like life just keeps kicking him, and eventually he just goes fucking crazy and like kills people. Yeah.
Are you telling me you're about to get postal on us?
No, just like that's what it's like watching the Saints. It's like it's so bad that you just have to like almost laugh. Like you have to be in a good mood and laugh because otherwise you will kill somebody.
Hey, at least you don't have season tickets and don't have to go watch a bunch of
games.
That's
true. That's true. Good point.
At least you can switch off from the other side.
Hey, I am happy we'll be getting a relatively decent draft pick, you know, number wise this year.
Right,
you
know, right. But
it'll
right,
be
but
nice to get another
offensive lineman. Yeah, we're definitely
going
to take.
I mean, from Ohio State, that's going to be fun.
Hey, all I'm going to say is the draft show this year will be nice and early for us over here, so I can go to bed at a reasonable time.
It'll be very early.
Yeah, there you go. At least the Saints pick will be. We go the whole draft, baby. We ain't this waiting until the Saints pick and then we leave. We're on for the whole first round.
Right.
I'm not sure. Going into this game, I don't know how anybody can be super disappointed because we went into this game with Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz, who everybody admits Cesar Ruiz is struggling.
Carlos.
Only two starting offensive linemen. Our starting running back gone. Our starting quarterback gone. Our number one receiver gone. I mean, Philadelphia, you know, wasn't a great team. And our whole thing with this game, and I even said this last week, is if we could stop the run, that makes Philadelphia rough because Jalen Hurts was not great passing the ball today. But we didn't do that. If you're extremely like just the whole season's over because of this game, then you just had a really unrealistic expectation.
It's not,
like we had
it's not
no
because
reason.
Of this game. It's because of the season.
It's because of everything that we've lost. Like again, like they said, we've lost so much. It's just impossible to expect.
But besides the Panthers game where we didn't have seven offensive coaches, this is the only game that we actually like just completely lost and like really never got into. The other games, like we went a play here or there that made a difference in those games, and we were still shorthanded and hurt.
Yeah, look,
if there had been four of these, I would get it. Like, but this I still think that we're I don't know if we're overachieving with this game, but with Trevor Siemian and Traquan Smith as your number one and 32-year-old Mark Ingram like actually having a decent game and you know Adam Trautman being your best receiver, I don't know. Again, I can't say if it's overachieving, but it's definitely achieving what we should have done. Trevor Siemian played out of his mind the last 2 weeks. This week, this was Trevor Siemian. This is why he has not thrown a pass in the NFL since 2017.
I mean, well, and that all plays into it. It's like, yeah, we're not underachieving, but we're stuck with where we are.
We're doing exactly what our crappy lineup should do. Like this
which is not a. I'm sorry, like it's not a good team. Like this is kind of where we are.
All right, and who's coming? Who's coming? No wide receiver is coming. Kamara, that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's
possibly the best running back in the NFL. So just saying like nobody's coming except for Alvin Kamara is weird.
Okay. Kamara opens up the pass.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he makes up for Trevor Siemian. If Trevor Siemian's going to throw two picks a game, you're right. We can get Michael Thomas back, and it's not going to matter. Along with Kamara.
But that's the first two picks he's thrown. Like I can't rip on Siemian.
It's not Simeon's fault. We all knew that. It's not Simeon's fault. It's the combination of everything at this point.
Let's summarize this. We got screwed with the COVID cap. Loomis Mass failed because of COVID. That's unfortunate. It happened. And we had to deal with it.
Right.
I think Saints fans had a very unrealistic expectation for this season for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because
we thought we were Michael Thomas was coming back.
Potentially, that is because of that.
We're
as well.
Like, let's get to the bye, and then we're going to get all these players back, and we're going to be awesome. And it didn't happen.
We just need.
We're going to get Lutz back. We're going to get Thomas back.
We also
back.
Lost Winston. We didn't think we were going to lose
Winston. Right, and we lost Winston.
Losing Winston was killer.
I always thought this season was just going to be a season just to reset, and then we could go again next season. It was going to look what the Patriots did last year. I think it's just going to be a season to reset. Let's have a look where we are. And then we'll go again. I think people need to stop overreacting massively. You win games, you lose games in the NFL. Yes, we've got very poor offensive weapons. Hopefully we can address that in the offseason. I think they will have to address it in the offseason. Who knows what we do with the quarterback situation next year. But this is the NFL. It happens.
So I'll just say, Ben, is... going into the season, like I thought we were going to – I think I predicted us an 11-win team. And I'd still say that we were healthy with Jameis and Michael Thomas. I think we are an 11-win team. I will agree with what you're saying in the sense that I think that we're a year behind what you're saying. I think that next year is going to be – I'm not going to call it a full rebuild. We have too many people that are decent enough players. We're up against the cap again. And I think what the Saints are seeing this year with the way they handled the cap, that if the starters stayed healthy, we would have been fine. But that's just not what happens in the NFL. So I think that next year might be the year the Saints finally bite the bullet on we're just screwed. It's going to be we're going to put up a bad team. We're not going to do these contracts and push people down. We're not going to restructure everything. It is finally like come that that's not a long-term plan. And again, we put up with it for 15 years of everybody saying it. Next year's the bad year. Next year's the bad year. This year was the bad year. We've just proved we're not a deep enough team with all these undrafted free agents and seventh round people that cannot start in the NFL. I think the next year is going to be rough.
I don't think next year is going to be as bad as we've had.
This seems like an unprecedented number of injuries this year. Yeah. This is beyond normal.
Oh no, I agree.
I think next year we're going to be locked and loaded. If we can get either Winston back or Russell Wilson in and get a decent wide receiver.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I know here's the thing about trading for a guy like Wilson or whatever. We're going to have to give up a shit ton of picks.
He's going
to
be a free agent, isn't he?
No, he's not. He might
force his way out because he doesn't want to be
there. It doesn't matter, but he's still on
contract. But
we're still going to have to get rid of picks to get him.
It's going to cost you three first-round
draft picks. You can ask to be released, and maybe they'll do it.
They won't.
No, they're not going to do it.
Why would they do that?
Why did Cleveland get rid of OBJ? Like, you can't tell me there's no fucking possible way that that's going to happen.
So different than a Super Bowl.
The same thing.
One it's of definitely not the same Russell, thing that
happened. Ten teams would trade three first-round draft picks for Russell Wilson. Not a single team in the NFL even called about OBJ.
We trade
us,
one,
and
right,
we weren't,
one
and we weren't one. Willing to take on any of his salary. Those are
right
extremes.
Right. So to me, I don't think we're going to get any of these free agents because that's a three,
I don't either.
Two or three first-round picks to get. So there, I think they'll definitely bring Winston back. I hope he's ready. But also. They definitely need to draft a guy next year. I don't want it to be in the first round because I don't think that there's a first round quarterback to pick. But also, like we need receiver, we need something. But we definitely need to draft a quarterback in the second or third round. To me, that's a guarantee. Unless they think Ian Book is the guy, but the book's probably closed.
If you're going to put a injured Taysom as your number two and have him as a healthy scratch. You gotta worry a little bit there.
I agree with you, Ben. I think where I thought Book looked great for a nobody quarterback, you know, in the preseason, there is clearly like he's not somebody that I think that they see as even being in the conversation next year, or he would be getting some valuable playing time right now. At least be in uniform on the sideline.
Unfortunate that's a fourth round pick that we could have maybe gone and got a receiver with.
Oh, you think so, Doctor?
Well, this is where it comes to the question of the accountability of Peyton and Loomis.
None.
Hey, look, we've been going a while now. Emotions are high. People are frustrated. Still got a while to go in this season. It's the longest season of the NFL, so it's not been a fun one so far. I remember I got a lot of criticism for it, but I had a dodgy. I think I had like us going 10-7. I think I had us going at the start of the season. I got a lot.
You're right, and everybody yelled at you for being crazy. I think I went 11-6.
Yeah, and look, people just need to reset their expectations. Peyton is a genius. He will get this offense going again once he gets the players in.
We don't have the players. We do not have.
Yeah.
Y'all can say we don't have the players, but y'all think we're going to win a bunch of games. I don't understand.
We're going
on offense.
Wait. Nobody said a bunch. Somebody said zero and one was crazy. Nobody said we're going to win out.
I said zero, and then y'all said we'll at least win one, but zero is not crazy.
I think we'll win a minimum of 3 more games this season.
Yeah, and that might be it. And we finish 8-9 or 9.
So I'll take the under on that.
Oh.
Okay.
But
I'll bet you a stake.
You take your 0-1.
I will bet you a stake.
Take the over.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't think we were going to beat anybody.
Yeah. Look at me being positive. I always get called of being a negative one. I'm being positive here.
Oh, yeah. We'll win 3 games.
We're going to beat the Jets and the Dolphins and the Falcons and the Panthers. That's our 4 wins.
That ain't happening.
9-8. That's my prediction. Happening.
9-8 might get you into the playoffs in this season.
Oh, I think it definitely will.
Not going to happen. It's going to be 500 or below. At least, one.
There is no 500, Scott. There's no 500.
Well, then it's going to be below. But it's 17 games.
The problem is this season is you win 8 games and you're probably not drafting until 17th or 18th. And honestly, I think that might be our floor. And that might be our best draft pick is probably going to be 16th or 17th, even if we just did terrible.
Perfect spot for an offensive lineman.
It's happening.
Oh, please, though. Or is it going to be right guard?
Maybe.
I don't know. Do we finally cut Pete this year? Maybe we finally cut Pete?
I don't know what the cap implications is of cutting Pete this year, but... Hey, we'll go into that more on a bigger show. Has anyone got any? Let's do some headlines. Let's end this on headlines.
Oh God, I forgot about headlines.
Jason, I'll go to you first, as you're closest to me on the screen.
XFL offense fails again. That's my headline.
Scott.
Jalen Hurts. Is the Saints daddy?
Jalen Hurts, Wes. So good. Yeah, maybe that's
fine. Daddy Hurts.
I got nothing.
Wes. And the winner is Wes for I've Got Nothing. I think that's a great headline because that is literally it. So I want to thank all the listeners for downloading the show each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where unfortunately you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple of our podcasts, including this show without any name until we actually score a 2-point conversion. The Dome Patrol main show, the Beers and Beers Saints podcast with Wes and Dave, the Premier League show with me and James, the Pelican Plunge that I am refusing to do at the moment because I just despise the Pelicans. And then the Tigers Den with Scott, and he is very cheerful on that podcast, I must say. He's very cheerful.
I had a decent show this week.
We got an extra kicker, but no extra points. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I like that. You still win. You still win for the first one.
Thank you.
You still win this week. And also the Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, great gambling show. So you guys are going to be into the 21st century and get gambling soon, so that'll be fun when you guys finally join the club. You can follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol Pcast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BSN Beer Media, at Take Me Over, at The Tiger _ Podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. You can follow us on Facebook, and if you want to join in with our game day chat, just DM us on Twitter and you'll get an invitation to Discord server that was a bit downbeat today. I tried to keep it going, but it was hard work. And if you want to listen to the old-fashioned way, you can go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
There I come.
Say goodbye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, winning record donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not. He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby. I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look. Please know something you can do.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right.